You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I don't know whether the odds on favourite to win this. A lot of people are going to be backing Pacquiao, I think, with the heart rather than the head. And the clever money is probably going to go on Mayweather. We may even see a shift in the odds as we get closer with the amount of love for Pacquiao. What about the distance? You know, Mayweather does the distance easy. He's done the last five have been 12 rounds. You look at Pacquiao as well, though. 8 out of the last 9 fights have gone 12 rounds, win or lose.
Yeah.
Is it a distance fight for you, Josh?
I think so. I mean, I've got my own opinion on either one of them winning. But I think if it does go to points, and I've changed my opinion by 89 times.
Even
from last night, I was sat on the toilet this morning thinking about it. And,
want to put you under that with pressure.
But I think I've been saying for a while, if it does go to points, I think Pacquiao will pinch it on points. And my reason being is because how busy Pacquiao is. You know, Mayweather sits on ropes, he picks his punches, but southpaw, Mayweather's a little bit quieter when it comes to southpaw. He does pick his punches a little bit more, puts that shoulder on. And if I think we're going to see a more switched on Pacquiao, what we haven't seen for a long time.
Absolutely.
You know,
guaranteed.
I think we're on that run of beating, like say, Margarito and Cotto, and he felt like you could see the hunger in him in the last couple of fights when he's boxed, you know, Chris Algieri and Tim Bradley. He ain't the same, but I think he's going to be bang on it this time. It's going to come out, quick little bursts, in and out, 7-8 punch combinations, and even if they're not clean, you know, it's still scoring, it's looking the busy, he's dictating the fight, and I think that's where he could pinch it on points.
And of course, the thing is, two of Mayweather's last few fights, the two judges in those fights have returned 1-1-4, 1-1-4 against Canelo Alvarez, which I thought was about a 10-2 to Mayweather. Yeah. Someone come 1-1-4, 1-1-4. The Maidana first fight, which was a good fight, but it was still 8-4 to Mayweather. Someone come with a 1-1-4, 1-1-4. So using your theory, Josh, if Pacquiao's at least busy and Mayweather's blocking and doesn't do as much, as Josh correctly said, against the southpaw, they're going to give it to him by a landslide.
Yeah.
If he can land enough punches, I can see it being slowed down by Mayweather's got to slow this fight down and throw even fewer punches, but make sure the other guy lands even less than him.
And what's the difference, Bunty, between anyone who hasn't seen the Marquez fight where Mayweather was at his supreme best, wasn't
yes.
he? Absolutely strong.
After a 2-year break as well.
Superb world champion. What's the difference between Marquez and Pacquiao then? Why won't we do the same to Pacquiao? Why won't we see Pacquiao just throwing shots but missing wildly? Is there a difference for you?
Yeah, there is a difference. Okay, and he doesn't want to. Mayweather does not want to risk at any point being clipped on the chin. Mm-hmm. Okay, he had no fear whatsoever of Marquez. Marquez had never fought above 135, then fixed the fight at 143. Mayweather came in, I think, at 146 and paid Marquez $200,000. It's a bit complicated to understand. Basically, Mayweather conned him. He made Marquez fight a stone heavier than he'd ever fought. So there's no way Mayweather's got any fear of Marquez. Mayweather has a fear of Pacquiao. Don't worry about that. Mayweather's got a healthy fear and regard of Pacquiao. That's why he won't be taking any risks. That's why he won't be trying to finish it. Unless Pacquiao's absolutely shot and gone, he won't be going over that front foot looking for anything quick.
And he doesn't look shot or gone. Like you make the point that he might be a little slower than he was, and that knockout might have done him some damage, obviously, but in training and everything we hear, he seems bang on it, and he's got destiny on his side as well, of course, which is a big thing for him, you know.
I think he's put a few things on back burner as well, because obviously he's a man of the main
people.
Man in his country, you know. He's does everything. He's non-stop, and I think he has put a few things on back burner and concentrate 100% on this fight. I mean, you look at Algeria, we're still busy for the Algeria fight, but I think he'll just have that killer instinct, because it's not just him. Freddie Roach will want him to win it bad as well, you know. Freddie's got a little thing with Floyd Mayweather Sr. So there's all sorts of what go into it. And they've talked about this fight for a long time, obviously. The fight was meant to happen a couple of years back, it fallen through. So I think Pacquiao will have that little edge. Although, I have said this as well. If Mayweather were to win, I think Mayweather will stop him.
Right, okay.
And I do strongly think that there'll be a knockdown. I think Pacquiao could go down in the fight.
And reasons, get clipped and go down?
Yeah, reasons for that is...
As he rushes in,
he seems to stand up.
Yeah.
And
to get a bit of height. He's only about 4 foot 11.
He does,
yeah.
Well, when he gets in the combinations, the chin's not down. He rises up with the punches. And, you know, I would say Mayweather does put a shoulder on, but when he comes around with a little tight right hand, You know, he's been down a couple of times as as Pacquiao, and obviously against Marquez, who was a brilliant counter-puncher.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wiped him out. And I think, you know, he's one of them who sometimes don't always listen to Roach, starts catching a couple of punches, and all of a sudden gets a bit giddy, bang. He could walk into one, so you know, I've got an opinion for Mayweather to knock him out or at least have him on floor.
What about Mayweather then, taking a count or even going down, which would be sensational? We saw it's so rare that he gets hit, Josh.
Yeah.
We saw against Mosley that when he got tagged and he had wobbly legs for a split second, then he found his way back.
Took it very well.
He took it great, didn't he? Well. So you know, can Pacquiao do the same to him?
Pacquiao's got punching power. You know, He's a very strong fighter, but I just can't see it. I just can't see him catching Mayweather so clean. I think Mayweather is going to be on his game defensively. Yeah. And if he does go back to ropes, say like he did against De La Hoya, he might, you know, soak him up, but he just won't let an opening. He won't create an opening for Pacquiao.
Can't see a clean knockdown.
I can't see Mayweather getting tagged and then ever looking in danger.
And of course, the interesting thing there is that if Pacquiao does hurt him, okay, like Pacquiao when he dropped Mosley, I think it was the second round, Lee, Mosley admitted to me he wanted to then survive the 10. Right. Now, if Sugar Shane Mosley, in the twilight of a career, a hard career, right at the very end, if he's hurt for 10 rounds and running, and he can survive Pacquiao, when that was a peak Pacquiao, a more dangerous Pacquiao, then Mayweather can survive 10, 11 rounds if he's hurt or stunned. That's the simple way to look at that, in my opinion.
I'm guessing this will surprise you both then. The odds are slightly bigger for Pacquiao to be knocked down in the fight than Mayweather to be knocked down in the fight, which was a surprise to me. I'd have thought it would be the other way around.
Because one guy's never been, or doesn't
Exactly.
Been dropped a couple of times when he's been clipped.
Which I thought, disputed. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather to be knocked down is a shorter price than Pacquiao to be knocked down, which I thought was interesting. I guess it goes on the idea that, you know, Pacquiao's that will punch more, and the bookies are thinking that Mayweather will be ultra cautious throughout the fight.
Well, Mayweather won't be dropped by 38 punches. He'll be dropped, if he's to be dropped, and I agree with Josh, I don't think he is, by a brilliant short shot somehow, somewhere. Maybe something up through the middle.
People always
talk about bringing stuff up the middle. Yeah. It's easier. The way Mayweather works, in my opinion, Floyd, I spoke to a lot of fighters that have fought him in depth, is that they devise all these plans, what they want to do. They want to do this, they want to do this, they want to draw this. When they get in there, like with Klitschko, none of it works. So you've got to go straight back and just do what your gut tells you. All the plans, I'm going to draw him in here, I'll slip out, I'll throw a short left. It doesn't work. He counters it in his head, even before he starts throwing punches.
I think if anything as well, he won't sit there, you know. Like, go back to Pacquiao on points. If he does, you know, do the busy work and catch him a few, maybe we might take a few on arms and gloves. Might get caught one, but if anything, his feet will take him out. Yeah, he'll be gone. You know, footwork unbelievable. Knows how to change either angle. You know, his upper body slick. He can from side to side. So I don't think he'll be there long enough to take in everyone. And when he does counter, he's always cautious. He's always, chin's always down, tucked into the shoulder. That right hand it comes, he's still covered either side. So, you know, I can't see Mayweather being in too much trouble from, as in looking to going on canvas. I can't see that happening.
So it's a Mayweather points win for you then?
So for me, Mayweather will win by a stoppage.
Right.
Or Pacquiao will win by points.
Right.
That's my
sensible bet. That's working on the theory that Pacquiao throws more punches. I'm still going with Mayweather. I think there'll be incredible scrutiny. I tell you what, though, if it goes 12 rounds, even if we think one fighter's won 11 out of 12, both camps will scream blue murder for, wait for it, Lee, a rematch.
Well, yeah, exactly. Are we discounting the draw here? I mean, we love a conspiracy in boxing. Is the draw?
What's the draw?
You said 114's happened, you know, in the
twice
recent
in
fights.
Draw 16-1. It's the best bet in the Western world.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.